The morning for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit with the intro.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
All right, and we're back. As you can see, we're not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show, but before we get started, big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, Keith, Thad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral, thank you for your support. As you also know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Hunter. I go by the stage name Hunty. I'm also half of a duo called Ransom, and we're playing here tonight at the Starlight Room for the Stone Level show.
Awesome.
I'm super pumped to be here. Absolutely, man. It's really humbling to be a part of such a big event and with such a good company. Shout out Affinity Experience.
That's awesome, man. So how long have you been a DJ for?
So I've been playing for about 4 years now. I started about a year and a half, 2 years before COVID hit, and then I really got into it hard with COVID, and then with COVID, I started producing music as well. Just wanted to stay as relevant in the scene as I possibly could, right?
Right, so, right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I love it. Like, I just love learning something new every day. And it's fun, and you make the friends that are doing the same thing, and you just learn off each other, and it's really cool to work with such cool people, man.
Yeah. Absolutely. Very nice. So, how do you break into an industry like this? Like, you have a passion for the music. How do you find yourself playing at a venue like this, man?
Yeah, hard work. You gotta know the right people, right? I've been really fortunate to meet the right people and make the right connections in the scene. And honestly, a lot of drive. Like, you really gotta want it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, just to even break into the scene in a local kind of way is, it's tough. It gets tough.
Yeah.
And, but I've been living here for a year now. I'm starting to get these shows, and I'm starting to, I'm booking these shows as well. Like, this whole Stone Level show is my booking.
Okay.
And kind of my vision for what I wanted for a bass show. I brought in
some of
my favorite artists from BC and Alberta, as well as Montreal. That's where Stone Level flew in from, so.
No way.
Super pumped.
So now you just said you've been doing it for a year here, living in town. Where were you prior to?
I was living different places. I lived here for a year prior, but I wasn't really trying to break into the scene as much. I wanted to get more confident with, all of my skills and everything.
Right.
I was living back in White Court, and it's a small town with no scene, and that's actually where Affinity is based out of.
Okay.
But I kind of, I do a lot of things for them here in the city, as far as I help secure venues, I help get the bookings, and I do a lot of the running around and stuff, pick up our artists at the airport, artist relations. It's very busy, but I love it. So
you had a super busy 24 hours.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been barely any sleep, picking up artists at the airport, running around, getting everything prepared for the show has just been nuts.
No doubt. Now, with your musical background, when you were a kid, what kind of music were you first listening to? What kind of sparked that love for the music industry?
All my family has been very musically inclined. I've always been around music my whole life, and playing live music, even just at home with the family and stuff. I can't play any instruments myself. That's why I became a producer.
Right.
But growing up, I was very heavily influenced by Linkin Park, all the metal stuff, like alternative rock. That was my jam. So it kind of translates into the music that I'm writing, as I produce very heavy music.
Right.
I'm all about the mosh pit life, and I love dubstep. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, I know with my parents, music was always going on in the house, maybe reggae or soca or R&B. Rap, not so much. My dad used my rap CDs as frisbees.
Yep.
But there was always that music playing in the background, the soundtrack of your life.
Yeah, and music's so important, in every aspect, just in the background, right? It dictates your mood, it dictates how you're feeling. It's a super important thing in life.
Yeah. Now, I'm new to this whole scene. Tanner's taking me, this will be my third rave, which is pretty sweet. Enjoying the culture, because it is a culture. that it I is. Think is totally misrepresented and out in the general population.
It is, and I mean, well, dubstep's a very cult following too, right?
Right.
Like it's almost its own branch of
yeah.
rave stuff. Like a lot of people, you know, if they're into house music and stuff, you take them to a dubstep show, they're not really gonna like what they see.
That's right.
It's a totally different energy and stuff.
Yeah. And so the one thing that I noticed about the scenes is the DJ really not only controls the tempo of the show because of the music he's playing, but also like you need to be vibing with the crowd as well.
It's crowd control, man.
It's there totally, you go, that's the word.
DJing in itself is an art just as much as producing music
yeah.
and dictating the crowd's mood and knowing, you gotta play your sets like a roller coaster.
Right.
Right, you wanna bring them up and down and you wanna bring them through it. You wanna give them a journey, you wanna give them something to experience. That's the whole point.
That's right.
I find when I'm producing music, I'm doing it for myself. When I'm creating my live sets, I'm doing it for the crowd because I want to watch people rage.
Yeah, and so, for the people at home like myself prior to who don't know what you mean by producing a set, getting it ready, what does that mean? What's the kind of time frame that goes into that type of work, man?
Well, it really depends. Like it can take anywhere from 20 minutes to days to make a set. It depends what you want. Like if I'm just gonna throw banger after banger after banger in a set, it doesn't take much time. But like I've opened for Arm & Hammer here in the city and that set took me a little more time because I wanted to incorporate heavy elements. I wanted melodic stuff. I wanted a little bit of everything, right?
So, right,
and to take
right.
them on that journey, it depends. I mean, if it comes to people easier than some, right? Like a yeah. lot of people have an easier time with it. It depends. I don't find making sets to be a huge deal because
mm-hmm.
I just want to, you know, I'll give the melodic breaks in my sets and stuff like that just to create kind of a whimsical experience, sort
right,
of thing. Like
right.
you want a vibe, right?
Yeah.
You just want to create the vibe and you want everybody to follow that vibe. And stage presence is so important for that, I find.
Right. And so when you're on the stage, is it just you? Do you have your crew behind you? You have friends? Do you like people coming up? What's your
when I play as Ransom, when I play as Ransom, it's a duo, right? So
right.
it's me and my friend. But I mean, I don't really like a lot of people on stage myself. I mean, you know, videographer, whoever needs to be up there can be up there. But
yeah.
it's like, I don't need anybody else
right.
hyping up my
right.
sets because I do it myself.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. So listen, if you could get to a venue, what is your ideal place that you would like, this is where I want to be playing at?
Well, like my the Union Hall was my big goal here in the city. I got that. I'm
right.
getting shows there quite often now, and it's super, I'm super grateful for it. But my next, it's like I want to play in a different city. I want to play in Calgary. I want to play a massive stage at a festival, right?
Yeah.
That's next, but I know it's going to take a little bit more work, a
right.
lot more finessing on the skill to get down on that, but
right.
we'll get there.
Yeah,
we'll get
nice
there.
And humble, man. Sweet. Well, listen, usually the show runs a little bit longer. I could ask you questions all day long, but I know you're a busy man. You got a bunch of stuff to do, so we'll cut it short.
I'm glad.
But before we cut you loose, though, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic. God gave us the lights. We got a camera. Shameless shout out or plug. All you, man.
Shout out Affinity Experience. These are the guys that are making it happen. My man, Brad, he's the owner. He is the man. We are going to be making a ton of fun experiences for you guys in the city. I can't wait to see you at them. I'm super grateful and glad that you had me on here. I appreciate
yeah,
it. I appreciate
worries.
It working with the time crunch and everything. It was super awesome. It was good.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
Absolutely, man.
Sweet,
thank
man.
You so
awesome.
Much.
Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you for tuning in to the morning show. We had a great time. I hope you're having a great day. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral. Thank you for the support.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.